Hello.
Yes, hi Gail. It's Ruth from Family First.
Who?
Ruth from Family First Care.
Okay.
The one that found the aid, right? So I'm just calling to let you know I was in touch with your service coordinator from Keystone, and she let me know that you have to call her to request that you want to change to our agency.
I called her. I just called her. She won't even answer her damn phone.
Should we try calling together and see if she answers now?
Yeah, please do something, because I'm starving up here. I'm not eating, and I'm being treated bad.
I'm sorry to hear, Gail. Let me try calling her and get this sorted out, okay? Okay, you hold on.
I'm not going for this kid no goddamn fucking more. Same thing we did yesterday. Same fucking shit. Been hung up.
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care, and I got on the line one of your patients, Gail Grove. Gail, can you say hi? Gail, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Jennifer, I'm not sure if you got my email or not.
So, I just spoke to Ms. Grove. Do you consent to the representative from Family, from the home care agency to be on the line?
Yes.
Okay. I spoke to you yesterday. You said you wanted to switch service coordinators.
You spoke to me yesterday. I told you I need help. And I still need help. I got somebody living here with me that ain't helping me at all. Ain't doing shit. I don't have no clothes. I'm naked. And I'm tired of living like this.
I'm going to loop my supervisor in because I'm getting two different issues at the moment.
So
switching home providers and providing you with clothes is two different requests. Can I loop my supervisor in? Because this seems
like a
more urgent issue.
Do something.
Okay, 1 second.
Oh, God, please.
Yeah, we'll try to get this sorted out, okay?
Please.
She's getting her supervisor on the line so she can help you.
Okay. Oh, God, please, please, please. Please, somebody do something, please.
She's still
trying
to get her supervisor on the line, Gail. So
it's taking you forever to get my supervisor on the line.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's taking her long, but let's wait for her, okay?
I'm having a heart attack. My blood pressure is high as hell. I can't take this much longer.
Gail, we're going to help you, okay? We're going to get you an aid. And she's going to help you with anything else that you need, okay? That's why she's getting her supervisor on the line, so she can ask you what other type of help you need, except for aid. You get it?
Yes. Yeah.
Because she wants to help you. She wants you to, be fine.
You can't even get it on the line. Oh, God. God. Please. Oh, God. You still there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm still there, and we're waiting for your
service. Why do we have to wait so long for somebody to help me? Why?
So you're going to have to ask your service coordinator. I called with you.
I would like to ask her to answer the damn phone.
I wish I could tell you why, because I'm also waiting with you, okay, Gail? I'm waiting with you so they can help you.
Oh, God.
Still here, Gail. Okay, I'm waiting with you. Miss Gail. Miss Grove.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to go ahead and end the call and call you separately, okay?
You're going to what?
Can we just
I'm going to call you separately without... No, ma'am, that's not the proper way to handle that. I do apologize. My primary goal is to assist my participant, and you're not an active provider currently, okay?
Whatever she decides,
we'll go ahead and proceed the proper way, okay? But this is not the proper way. She's having a crisis on the line, and you're worried about an authorization, okay? So
okay.
Once again, we will give you a call back if that's the choice that she decides to make, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, and have a great day. Ms. Gail, I'm going to call you as soon as you hang up.